The suspect in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting that killed 11 people over the weekend appears in court today. So does the man police suspect of sending pipe bombs to prominent critics of President Trump. In both cases, federal investigators are looking at the men's prolific use of social media to spread their caustic ideas. Joining us now is Clint Van Zandt. He's a former FBI profiler, and he's in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Clint, welcome back.
Hi, good to be back with you.
First, I just want to ask your thoughts. It has been an incredibly difficult few days for this country as we've processed the news about this pipe bomber and now the tragedy in Pittsburgh. How is all of this weighing on you as someone formerly involved very closely with law enforcement?
Well, unfortunately, there are tragedies going on in the United States every day. So I think the challenge is for the public as well as law enforcement. We just see so many people acting out in violence where conflict resolution used to be resolved in words. Now people are turning to weapons. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, there is a suspect in custody in the Pittsburgh shooting. He has admitted to police that he wanted to kill all Jews. But of course, the investigation is not over. FBI agents will be busy still in the coming days. What are they going to be looking for?
Well, like in both of these cases, the shooting as well as the pipe bombs through the mail, we have a case of men looking for a mission. They're trying to find a reason for their lives. Someone is, unfortunately, in this country is always looking to blame someone else for their challenges, their shortcomings. In the case of the FBI, this becomes yet one more investigation. Once the terrible drama is over with, once the body count is done, then the investigators move in and they have to put a case together for court. They have to come up with all of the physical evidence. That's why we're told the synagogue could be closed at least a week, because every bullet that went through a person or a wall has to be documented. And this, of course, will all have to be introduced in court. One more time, this individual is obviously innocent until he's proven guilty of this terrible crime. And the FBI, the local police, and others have to very methodically do their investigation. Just because the individual was caught at the time, shot at the time, we still have to prove this. And of course, that's the way we always want it to be in America.
Now, both men in both of these crimes, they had such a presence on social media, a prolific digital life, spewing hate online. How fertile will those postings be in an investigation?
I think they'll be very important. Unfortunately, we have individuals who use the internet to both speak to like-minded individuals, no matter how terrible these minds may be, about the commonalities they have in hatred. The shooting at the synagogue will be assumably a hate crime, although there is probably mental disabilities in not only the shooter, but with the bomber this last week, that will come up. But the internet is just a common ground that so many people find to share ideas, both positive and negative. Law enforcement, I think, is challenged, as are the internet providers, the social media groups, to where is that line drawn in the sand? Where does free speech step over the line and it becomes a threat against others that should be some type of a violation of law? I think that's something we wrestle with every day. And in the meantime, I think there are individuals who see hatred posted on the internet, and then many times they want to express it themselves, or that is what actually may help to feed their own hatred. It's there. It's something we live with. And many times I think that the internet and free speech is ahead of law enforcement in their ability to understand who is the next bomber or shooter or killer that we're going to encounter in this country.
Exactly. And these crimes have become politicized, as you well know. We're asking questions about the political rhetoric in this country, who and if it bears some responsibility for the violence that we've been seeing. Do you think that weighs down the FBI and the agencies looking into these crimes?
I think that the political rhetoric can be a basis for some of the crimes that we've seen. The FBI hears it, obviously. Police departments hear it every day. But, of course, the challenge is for both citizens and politicians to come to some understanding that words can incite violence. And that when whatever party one represents, if you suggest anywhere from kicking people to body slamming reporters to whatever the suggestion might be, there are always individuals psychologically that are sitting on the edge of the emotional abyss, waiting for a reason to jump off. Many times the rhetoric in this country now, at least the last 10 years, have provided reasons for some individual. And of course, the challenge is that not only do they jump over this abyss themselves, but many times they try to drag us with them.
Clint Van Zandt is a former FBI profiler. Clint, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Good to be with you.